You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, how's it going? Megan here. Welcome back to Points to Paradise. If you are new, welcome to our world. I cannot wait for you to start with Travel Points. And if you are a regular, hello, thanks for coming back. We have a lot to talk about today, but first, before we get into the episode, I want to share something with you that I'm really, really excited about. I have decided to do a Black Friday sale this year. I have not done one in the past. And so I wanted to do something really, really fun because Black Friday is just, you know, selling in your face and it's overwhelming. And I don't want anybody to spend money that they wouldn't want to spend anyway. But I thought we would have some fun with this. So I'm going to do 5 days of deals starting the Monday before Thanksgiving. We're gonna go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Thanksgiving, and then Friday. And every day is going to be a different deal, and they are only available for 24 hours. So it's gonna be really fun. Open cart, close cart, and then something brand new. There's gonna be a little bit of everything. My signature programs like Travel Points Academy and the Travel Points Lounge are gonna be heavily discounted like never before. There's going to be some new things that you can grab that this will literally be the only time you could grab these certain offers and programs, and I am just so excited. So it's going to be a whole week of deals, and if you want to get on the wait list, you can go ahead and grab the link below here in the show notes and sign up so that you are on the wait list and you can preview what every day's deal is going to be now, so you can kind of start planning what you want. And if you purchase during that week and you're on the wait list, you are gonna get a free gift from me. So like I said, I'm just trying to make this as fun as possible, and I'm so excited for all of the deals and for all of you that are going to be coming into my world during that week. So we're just gonna have some fun with it. So be sure to get on the wait list if you want that free gift and you want a sneak peek at what is going to be offered during that whole week. All right, so today's episode, we're talking about all the different ways and things that you can use your points on. We talk about hotels and airlines all the time, but there's so many other things that you can use your points for. I'm not gonna get into like the nitty gritty of how to on everything. I am gonna give some suggestions on which banks are best, which points are best for certain things, but I just wanna open your eyes to show you that you can literally use your points for everything. There's better redemptions for certain things versus others and better point values. But what it really comes down to is, what do you truly want your vacation to be like? Do you want a luxury resort like I do? Or do you like weird random Airbnbs? Like one of my clients just got back from Michigan and she was like staying in these, I forget what they're called. They're like gnome houses or rock houses or mushroom houses, I think that's what it was. And she said she stayed in like these really unique Airbnbs using points. She stayed in like an old historic inn on an island out in Michigan. Like there's so many different things you can do, whether you're a cruise person, an Airbnb person, a luxury resort person. Like there's just so many ways to use points. So I wanted to get into all of that and then share a little tidbit on each of them on the best ways that I think you can use your points. So we're gonna just start with the two main ones, obviously, hotels and airfare. These are the best ways to use your points in that fact of being, it's gonna be the best value for your points. It's going to be the best redemption point-wise, because banks easily let you transfer your points over to airlines and hotels, and that is where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. So one for hotels being Chase points transferred over to Hyatt points is always going to be such a great point value. I can almost always double to triple the value of my points when I transfer, especially to that partner. And there's just so many different ways. Now, you can still get way more value, double to triple, when you book with Marriott and Hilton. There's a way that you can book Hilton for half of the cost of what it actually is. So yes, Hiltons are expensive. I say this all the time. I'm actually looking at one in Mexico that I want to stay at, and it's 100,000 points a night. And you look at that and you're like, oh my gosh, like I can stay at a really great Hyatt for 25,000 points, but I can get that Hilton hotel for only 50,000 points when I know how to transfer the points right. And so you can find ways to make those points more valuable, especially, like I said, when you transfer them. So hotels obviously are a great way to use your points. It's a way that I use my points all the time. Airlines, the exact same way. We transfer out our points and we can double or triple that value. We can book flights that would be $5,000 to $10,000 in first class for 30,000 to 80,000 points, roughly, depending on where you're going and all of that good stuff on the airlines. There's so many different airlines, and this is where it can get a little more cumbersome. Hotels, it's pretty straightforward. You kind of have your three main players, like I said, Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott. But airlines, there's so many different ones, and it really depends on where you're flying and where your home airport is, how many people you need to book it on. Like, there's just so many factors that I can't just say, like, yeah, United Airlines is the best or Delta is the best. Like, there are my favorites, but again, it really depends on where you're traveling. If you're going to Europe, there are way better redemptions. You can sometimes find some amazing first class deals on Air France and KLM. United is a great one sometimes. Like, there's American Airlines is another one. There's just so many different ways to use them. But again, when you're transferring out those points or using specific airline miles, you are going to get the best redemptions. And I always recommend, I've recommended this website on the podcast before, but pointsyeah.com is one of my favorite search engines to be able to find those really, really good deals. Because no matter what we're doing with our points, especially when it's hotels and airlines, we think about it just like we do cash. Like, I could buy a flight for $1,000 to Europe, but I don't really want to if I can find it for $500. And so I'm going to search for that deal. And it's the same way with points. I can buy a $50,000 flight or 50,000 point flight, but I would rather find that flight for 20,000 points. So it's the same thing. And so taking the time to find the airline deals is a little, like I said, cumbersome, and it takes some time. Using those search engines really helps, but it's a great way to use your points. All right, now things that you wouldn't typically think about, we'll go first into Airbnbs, vacation rentals. There, I have an entire guide in the Travel Points Academy on this because there's so many different ways to use points. One, if you're just booking directly with Airbnb or like VRBO, using the Capital One Miles Eraser is a great tool, and you can just use your points directly for the Airbnb purchase. It's just going to be a very flat one-to-one ratio, but that's a great way to do it, and that's what a lot of my students do. The hotel programs also have, some of them have vacation rental programs within the hotel brand. So, like, for example, Wyndham has a Vacasa Rentals program. Hyatt has like Hyatt Hideaways. Like, there's all these different little programs within the hotel program that you can use your points. Some are very costly, but some you can actually find really, really good rates on. And so that is a little trick that you can use as well. But I have students all the time that like to use Airbnbs because you might have a bigger family, or it's just easier, or you're in an area that is a little more unique and small and there's not like major hotels. So there's all these different instances to use them. Just know it's going to cost you more points to do this and pretty much everything else that I'm going to talk about in the rest of this episode, other than hotels and airlines. It's just going to take more points to do these other things that we talk about. Okay. going into the other one that I get a question all the time on is cruise ships. So I have students who love to go on cruises. I actually have one right now who's planning out her credit card strategy for her cruise that she's going to take in 2027. So that's how far out she's already trying to plan out, because again, it's gonna take you more points to do it. Totally doable, but you need to have the right credit card strategy. So she, again, is gonna be using Capital One Miles Eraser. That's a great way to do it. There's lots of different cruise ship programs. There's cruise ship specific cards. And it just really depends on the cruise that you're taking and how long and all that kind of stuff to develop a strategy. But just know that you can use points to pay for the cruise if you want. My students use it for the cruise, the flights getting there, and then usually they even stay in a hotel like a couple nights before they dock out on the cruise. So lots of things can be covered in the entire trip, which is what I love. And once you know what your credit card strategy is, it makes it so much easier to execute the goal or the trip that you have in mind. Another one that I really think is fun to cover, especially if you're wanting to cover like literally everything on your trip, is tours and excursions. So I had a client who, I think it was last year, she went on a cruise, but she came into the program like right before the cruise. So the cruise was already paid for, but they wanted to do some like tours that were with the cruise when they docked on mainland and stuff. And so she was able to pay for all of those using her points because she had a good strategy on how to do that. And so if you're, a great one is to book through Viator, and then that way you can erase that purchase with your points. So a lot of my students use Viator. I even use that to book a lot of my tours and excursions and stuff. But again, you can really truly cover almost everything other than food on a trip. It just depends on what you want to cover and what you want to pay for and if it's worth the points. This next one is something that sometimes it's worth and sometimes it's not. So rental cars. Everyone always asks, how do you do rental cars? And you can book rental cars pretty easily through the travel portal, through the banks. You could also do a travel eraser, but I really don't recommend it. But sometimes you can find really good deals through the travel portals, and then sometimes it's just outrageous. So really it is, like for me, on a trip-by-trip basis that I determine if I want to use points or if I want to pay cash. But again, just know almost every component of the trip you could get paid for. So your flights, your hotel, your rental car, and all the tours you do literally could be paid for by points, which is absolutely amazing. All right, the last one that I wanted to touch on is Disney tickets, theme park tickets, just kind of that whole realm, but really most people are talking about Disney. But you could use this for Universal, you could use this for Six Flags, you could use this for Dollywood, like there's all these different theme parks. But especially Disney, tickets are really, really expensive. And so to be able to cover the tickets, and again, the hotel, the airfare, all of it, you could literally go to Disney and all you would have to pay for is the food. Such an incredible thing. Again, I have an entire Disney guide that I have in the Travel Points Academy. And a little hint, there might be some Disney stuff coming for Black Friday promos, but because this one's such a question and I have so many clients that go, I had one client, she went, I think it was 2 years ago now, and she saved over $5,000 on her Disney trip. So again, to be able to go to Disney and only have to buy food, and there is even a way to hack your food. You could use points for that. I don't know if it's the greatest strategy, but you can, and it is in the guide. But literally you could pay for everything. And so there's really nothing off limits when it comes to travel, trips, vacations that you can't use points for. All-inclusive trip, like all-inclusive vacations, resorts where all the food and beverage is included, points can take for that. Rental cars, Airbnbs, like little tiny, even if it's not like a main, like we talked about hotels, Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton. Even if you're like, I want to stay in like a historic inn like my client just did in Michigan, you can do something like that. Again, it's just going to cost a little bit extra points. Sometimes you actually can find really good deals for that through the portal. Like we just went to Leavenworth, Washington, and we stayed in the cutest little Bavarian lodge. Like I believe it was like a mom and pop resort. And we were able to use actually a really, really good redemption of points on it that I wouldn't have guessed we would have been able to. But it was nice to just stay somewhere a little bit different than what we normally would. And so, again, you can literally cover your whole trip on points. It's just a matter of if you think it's worth using your points for it or not. So I hope this episode showed you all the different unique ways that you can do and how these, when I say credit card strategy, you're probably like, oh, whatever. But like, it really is such a strategy that is tailored to every individual person because there's so many factors that come into it. It's how big is your family size? What kind of travel do you like to do? What's your next upcoming trip? Are you staying in a hotel? Are you staying in an Airbnb? Do you want to cover this? Do you want to cover that? How long are you going? Like, there's so many factors that every single student in my program is opening up a different card. Like, yes, there's the Chase Sapphire Preferred card that I recommend everybody opens because it's a great beginner point, but everybody's opening a different card at a different time depending on their goal. And that's why my programs are so amazing, because you can ask those questions. You can say, hey, Megan, this is where I want to go next. This is what I'm thinking of going. Here's the cards I have. Which card do you think I should open up next? And I help you with that strategy. We have roadmaps laid out with all the cards that you should open. And it's not just you. It's here's the card you should open, and here's the card your husband should open. And this is how we're gonna combine the points. And then after that, maybe we'll look at opening this. Like, there's a whole strategy behind it for the entire family. And so you don't have to just wing it or guess it or hope you're opening up the right card or get to go plan a vacation and then realize you don't even have the right points. Again, there's so much that goes into it. And so I'm here to help you with that credit card strategy. I'm here to help you develop that to make your goals and your dream trips actually become true. And when you have the right strategy and you have the right points, those trips can be made possible very, very quickly. Again, most of my students take their first free trip within 3 months of working with me. So it can happen really, really fast when you know how to use the points right. But I hope this inspired you and showed you what's possible. So start thinking of all the trips that you want to take in 2026 and let's make them freaking happen. So again, thanks for tuning in today. I hope this was helpful. Grab your spot for the waitlist for Black Friday. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'll catch you next week, my friend.